我们的神非常重视婚姻。
Our God stresses much importance on marriage.
所以创造天地的时候神做第一位主婚人。
Therefore, the creation of the heavens and the earth, the Lord God officiated the first wedding.
带夏娃到亚当的面前。
He brought Eve to Adam.
祝福那一对婚姻。
And he blessed the marriage.
主耶稣所变的神迹的第一个神迹是在迦南婚宴的一个神迹。
The first miracle performed by the Lord Jesus is at a wedding in Cana.
再换到圣经的后面呢，到最后我们都要参加主耶稣的一个羔羊的婚宴的宴席，婚姻的宴席。
When we flip to the last book of the Bible, we will all attend the wedding of the Lamb.
所以圣经可以说是婚姻从前中后这样贯穿起来的。一本圣经。
We can see that the theme of marriage strings through the book of the whole books of the Bible.
我们都希望有一个健全的教会。
We all wish to have a complete church.
健全的教会来自于健全的家庭。
And a complete church comes from a complete and wholesome family.
健全的家庭来自于健全的婚姻。
And a wholesome family comes from a wholesome marriage.
我们盼望从圣经上。得到学习怎么样来过婚姻的生活。
We hope to learn from the Bible how to lead a good life of marriage.
今天下午想来谈婚姻危机。
This afternoon, I would like to discuss the topic, crisis of marriage.
我们从一对婚姻来看一看，其实婚姻的危机呢，在刚开始是一种沟通不良。
When we look at a marriage, the first sign of a crisis is a failure of communication.
再来是个性不改。
Next is, different characters.
更重要的是心态不对。
Third is a wrong attitude.
愿神帮助我们能够从圣经有所了解。
We hope that the Lord will help us to learn some lessons from the Bible.
我们看撒母耳记下第六章的二十节。
Let's read the Second Samuel chapter 6 verse 20.
撒母耳记下六章二十节。
Second Samuel chapter 6 verse 20.
六章二十节。
Chapter 6 verse 20.
旧约三百八十六页。六章二十节
Chapter 6 verse 20
我们读到二十三节
Let's read from verse 20 to verse 23
大卫回家要给箭属祝福扫罗的女儿米甲出来迎接他说以色列王今日在臣仆的杯里面前露体如同一个清贱人无耻露体一样有好大的荣耀啊二十一节
21.
大卫对米甲说这是在主面前足以拣选我为了你的父和你父的全家立我做主民以色列的君所以我必在神面前跳舞二十二节
22.
我也必更加卑微看自己看清看为轻贱你所说的那些卑女他们倒要尊敬我二十三节
23.
扫罗的女儿米甲直到死的日子没有生养儿女这对是有关于大卫跟米甲的婚姻
This passage is about the marriage of David and Michael.
我们都还记得开始他们有非常美满的一个婚姻关系啊。
If you could recall, at the very beginning, they have a very good marriage life.
大卫当时候是一个少年英雄，打死了哥利亚。
David then was a young hero. He had killed Goliath.
哇，米甲从心中就喜欢这位少年郎。
And Michael adored him.
那后来他们真的就结婚了。
And later they got married.
想不到爸爸想要杀他的先生啊。
Unexpectedly, her father, Saul, wanted to kill David.
趁着晚上呢，把他的先生从窗户外面让他坠下去啊，趁着夜黑的时候逃亡。
So on a dark night, he let her husband down the tower and let him escape.
所以你看到刚开始这对夫妻是何等的恩爱。
You can see the very beginning of their marriage, they loved each other very much.
但是随着时光的过去呢，他们的婚姻从原意上面的沟通不良呢，就渐渐的变得直啊。
However, as time passes, the marriage soured, and it all started with failure of communication.
我们看到这里，大卫迎耶柜回来他是一个非常热情的人呢，在耶柜面前踊跃的跳舞。
We see that David was a warm person, and he welcomed the Ark of the Lord back, and he danced before the Ark.
可能大卫跳的有点这个忘我了。
Perhaps he had forgotten himself.
所以可能有一些不雅的动作出现。
Therefore, he might have done in an inappropriate way.
米甲从心中就轻视大卫。
And Michael despised him.
Michael. 那这个，所以啊，当大卫在祝福全部的眷属的时候。
So when David was blessing the whole household,
米甲当众就用言语来刺伤这个这次用当众用言语来刺伤这个大卫啊。
Michael, she used her words to spike David.
当着大家的面前呢、啊，这是很难过的事情啊。
In front of everybody, she spiked him.
如果有人在当众给我们出丑的话
，If someone were to insult us in public,
很自然的人就会缓存相讥，会回应过去的。
And quite naturally, we would retaliate.
所以大卫就说，其实呢，你的神已经会了你爸爸了，要叫我做王了。
So David said that it was the Lord who chose me above your father.
我自己也要更看自己作为轻贱呐。
And that, and I'm appointing myself as a prince of Israel.
我要看自己做轻贱呐。
Oh, I will make myself more contemptible than his.
可是呢，你说那些卑女呢，他们要更尊敬我。
And the maid that you spoke of, they will have to respect me.
你看他们在言语上冲突之后呢，32:23节说呢，从此以后米甲直到死没有生养儿女。换句话说，可能米甲已经被打入冷宫了。
So after this conflict of words, you see in verse 23 that Michal had no child to the day of her death. So
所以我们学习到说，婚姻有时候真的是从言语的沟通啊，不良是从言语的沟通开始啊。
So we see that the failure of a marriage usually starts from the failure of communication.
我们来看箴言的12章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 12.
箴言十二章。
Proverbs chapter 12.
12:18。
Chapter 12, verse 18.
12:18。
Chapter 12, verse 18.
旧约778页。12:18，说话浮躁的。如刀刺人，智慧人的舌头却为医人的良药。我们有时候话说得太快，真的会好像刀一样的刺到别人的心呢。
Sometimes when we speak too fast, our words become like a sword and pierce into the other's heart.
我们常常夫妻结婚，有时候婚前跟婚后的表现都不太一样。
Sometimes the attitude of a person changes before and after marriage.
那个婚前呢，大家说话都很温柔啊。
Before marriage, Two people most likely speak soft words.
婚后就可以河东狮吼了。
And after marriage, the words turn harsh.
有时候婚前呢，为了约会呢，一天可以起三次澡。
And before marriage, you can bathe three times to prepare yourself for a date.
婚后呢，三天可以洗一次澡。
And after marriage, you take bath once every 3 days.
婚前为了取悦对方呢，来我们家做客呢，我们都嘛是三菜一汤啊。
And before marriage, when you invite your significant other to your house for dinner, you will have very good dishes.
婚后呢，就是三合一杯啦，都是湖南小馆买的，然后。
And after marriage, you tend to relax in cooking.
所以我们会知道说，真的有时候婚前跟婚后我们的表现都不太一样。
And indeed, there's a change in attitude before and after a marriage.
有时候会说话太随便了。
Sometimes you might speak too casually.
会造成情绪性的伤害。
And you will cause temporary hurt and pain.
有位作家他在描写他国中的时候呢，因为他是在台湾长大的，台湾人早上有时候会有朝会啦。
And there was a writer, he wrote about his youth, and in Taiwan, in the morning, there's usually a meeting.
那个朝会就是学生，这个站在操场上面听训这样子。
And it's usually an assembly for the students in the morning to listen to some lectures.
那有时候教官就会站在台上呢，就喊听训训练，想喊向右转，向左转。
And there will be a teacher up front yelling to the students to turn right or to turn left.
那是 army officer。
It's like an army officer.
可是呢，刚开始训练的时候，有的孩子会转错，向右他就向左了，这样子。
However, at the beginning, there are usually a few children who would turn the wrong direction.
那个教官刚好看到一个最高的男同学，怎么每次都是转错方向，气得不得了啊。
And the army officer noticed that there was a certain young man who's quite tall. He always turned the wrong direction.
叫他上来，上到讲台来。
So he called him up to the front.
当着200多个这个学生面前，当场就给他一巴掌，说你是猪啊。
And he slapped him in front of the 200 students and said, "Are you a pig?"
你怎么都不懂，听不懂呢？
Do you not understand what I said?
那个学生说，哦，他好像是一把刀把他刺到心里面一样啊。
And the student said that His heart felt like a sword has pierced through it.
20年之后，他听到这位教官呢出了车祸，被车子撞死了。
20 years later, when he heard that this army officer was killed in a car accident.
你猜，他说哦，他觉得很不好意思。他说他心中一点都没有忧伤的感觉。
He said he felt embarrassed about this, but he acknowledged that he didn't feel a bit of hurt or sorrow.
甚至还有一点点高兴啊。
In fact, he was quite happy.
所以他就来谈到说那个情绪性的伤害。有时候可以影响到很深远，尤其是当众的情绪性的伤害。
Therefore, he said that sometimes when you hurt the feeling of another, this hurt carries on for a long time.
所以有时候我们夫妻相处哦，尤其在众人面前，我们要给对方保留一点点面子哈。
And therefore, when you are in public, you should always have some concern for the other person's feelings.
有一次，一个工人不小心坐到一个车子里面去了，夫妇刚好都在车子里面。一个工人，然后坐到一个轿车里面去了。
One time there was a worker who sat in a car.
哇，那个夫妻刚好在吵架了。
And the car there was a couple who was were arguing with each other.
那个工人都不晓往哪里躲，真的，哎呀，真是不好意思听他们吵架。
And the worker doesn't know where to go in a car because he's in between.
当我们这里有问题的时候呢，我们要选择适当的时机做良好的沟通哈。
So when we are given the choice, we should make good communication.
不要做情绪性的伤害，尤其在众人面前。
We shouldn't speak words that will hurt the feelings of others, especially in public.
我们来再参考另外一种这个说话的极端呢，就是有的人就不说话。
Another extreme of communication is the silent treatment.
我们来看箴言15:4。
Let's read Proverbs chapter 15, verse 4.
15:4。
Chapter 15, verse 4.
箴言15:4。
Proverbs chapter 15, verse 4.
温良的舌是生命树。这边提到说，好的舌头呢，给人家带来一种生命的温暖嘛。
It says a gentle tongue is a tree of life, means a good tongue brings warmth to others.
真的，有时候我们有些夫妻的极端就是啊，结婚久了就不再说话了。
And in some extreme cases, a married couple do not speak after a few years of marriage.
有个传道在谈到说呢，他在地方教会举开一个团契活动。
A preacher once said that he was holding a fellowship in a local church.
让先生太太呢发表感想嘛。
And he let the husband and wife each talk about their feelings.
那先生就开上台就这样讲了。
And the husband came up and said,
啊，我实在工作很辛苦了哦。
He said, I worked very hard.
每天回家的时候呢，我家人都吃完饭了。
Every time we went home, in the evening, my family had already eaten.
啊，这也没有关系啦。
But that is fine with me.
但是呢，每次那个鸡哦，那个鸡那一盘东西哦，每次都是剩下只有鸡脖子跟鸡屁股而已啊。
But the dish of chicken, all that's left is just the neck and the bottom.
哎，那个最好吃的什么鸡腿啦，这个鸡胸啊，通通不见了。
The most delicious part, the chicken leg or the breast, they're all gone.
啊，觉得很感叹呐。
And he sighed at this.
He sigh, huh? 很感叹哈、哦。那后来就换太太啊、就起来说话了。
And now's the wife's turn.
那这个太太一上来就开始掉眼泪啊。
And the wife wept when she kept her
fun. 实在是很对不起我先生啊。
She said, I felt so sorry for my husband.
这个我实在是很爱他呢。
I loved him very much.
我明明记得20年前他跟我讲说那一个鸡最好吃的部分哦，就是鸡脖子跟鸡翅膀鸡尾巴啦。
I remembered 20 years ago, he told me that his favorite part of a chicken is the neck and the bottom.
怎么知道20年之后都完全变了个样子呢？
How would I know that his attitude changed 20 years later?
所以有时候不沟通哦，这个20年后，先生的感觉，太太的感觉都不知道了哦。
And sometimes because of a failure of communication, you would not know how the other feel.
有时候先生哦，上班回来很累，不太想要讲话。
It is true that sometimes the husband came home very tired, not wanting to talk.
尤其是有那个刚好在打球的时候，太太来啰嗦的时候，更是很烦呢。
Especially when there's a game going on TV, and when the wife starts to speak, the husband would feel quite annoying.
叫他走开一下 ，Michael Jordan 正在打球。
He would say, "Please step aside. Michael Jordan's playing tonight."
但是我们觉得说，好像跟太太聊天哦，太太的程度不一定了，就是另外一半的程度呢，有时候另外一半的程度太浅了。
And sometimes when you speak, you might realize your significant other, her standard is lower than yours.
你会觉得，哎呀，她也不懂得尼采，不懂得叔本华，罗兰是谁，她也不认识。
You might find that she's ignorant of certain things, certain people.
你根本就不会想要再跟她说了，没有深度啊，一天到晚就是柴米油盐酱醋茶。
So you find that she is pretty ignorant of the world around her. All she knew is how to cook.
可是一个辅导老师就这样说啊。
But there's a guidance counselor who said this.
那时候你们要回想一下，你们刚刚在谈恋爱的时候，你们所谈的就很有深度吗？
And he said, if you were to think back when you were courting each other, the things that you talk about, is that really very important?
啊，你们走到海边去啊。
When you take a walk along the beach,
捡起一个石头啊。
You pick up a stone.
一个石头就可以谈一个小时啊。
And you can talk about that piece of stone for
20 minutes. 哦，我对你的爱啊，海枯石烂都不会改变啊。
And you will swear that your love for her will not change.
啊，继续谈石头啊，谈一个小时，你知道这个有深度吗？
And you keep talking about the stone for an hour. Do you think that is profound conversation?
所以他说这个谈话有时候不是深度的问题啦。
So he said,the conversation does not depend on how profound
the topic is. 是告诉对方说我在这里，你需要我，我就一定是永远跟你站在你旁边的。
But rather, you should let the other know that you'll always be by her side.
小弟很喜欢参加那个伯克莱大学的团契。
I like to attend the fellowship at Berkeley.
因为他们每次团契的前半个小时呢，学员会分享他们这个礼拜来的生活心得。
Because for the first half an hour, the students would share with each other their life for the past week.
他考试考得怎么样啊？
How well they have done in a test.
他看到一个很奇怪的乞丐啊， homeless people.
They have seen homeless people on the streets.
你听一听，觉得好像大家心灵距离就越来越近了。
And every day you could feel that they're getting closer to each other.
小弟如果没有出差哈，我一天最盼望的时刻是两点半下午啊。
If I don't have to travel around too much, my favorite time of the day is around 2:30. PM.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我女儿那个时候下学了。
Because that's the time when my daughter gets off from school.
她一定会走到我的书桌旁边呢。
She will walk right up to my desk.
我一定会问她说 ，So how are you doing today? 你今天过得怎么样
？And I'll ask her how are you doing today?
她会说 Fine, 很好。
She will say fine.
我又说 What do you mean by fine? 什么叫做很好？
I'll go on to ask What do you mean by fine?
啊，她就跟我讲她很多的故事啊。
And she would tell me her stories of the day.
我就觉得那段时间呢，她可以感受到我对她的那种亲情，她我也可以感受她对我的那种爱，那个爱的彼此交流了。
And I believe during that period of time that I can show her my love and she has shown me her love.
所以我们说夫妻要沟通，就是培养那种一种很相属的感觉。
So, when I say a couple should communicate, I mean, this is a good way for them to develop feelings for each other, intimate feelings for each other.
所以我们不要不说话。
Therefore, we should communicate.
圣经上又教我们说呢，我们沟通当中呢，要说合宜的话。
And the Bible tells us that when we communicate, we should speak appropriate words.
抓住感觉来说话。
We should capture the right moment and say the right words.
我们来看箴言二十五章十一节。
Listen to Proverbs chapter 25, verse 11.
箴言二十五章十一节。
Proverbs chapter 25, verse 11.
旧约七百八十八页。二十五章十一节。
Chapter 25, verse 11.
一句话说的合宜，就如金苹果在银网子里。这是一个何等美丽的图画。
This is a very beautiful picture described here.
金苹果这么样的高贵在银网里面，这一句话说的这么漂亮呢，就是一个这么样美好的图画。
And a word fitly spoken is likened to a picture of golden apple in a setting of silver.
所以我们有时候也要学一学怎么样说合宜的话。
Therefore, sometimes we must learn how to speak appropriate words.
有一对夫妻呢，结婚了三年了，先生突然呢想要请太太吃饭。
There was a couple married for 3 years, and suddenly the husband wants to take the wife out for dinner.
那太太就心里想说，今天又不是生日，又不是结婚纪念日，这个先生今天为什么请我吃饭呢？
And the wife starts thinking to herself, today is nothing special. It's not our anniversary nor our birthday.
她就但是很高兴了哈，赶快梳头一下哦，淡妆一下，穿着最好看的衣服呢，陪先生去吃晚餐了。
But she hurriedly to prepare herself, put on some makeup, put on her best clothes, and went out for dinner.
边吃的时候就很好奇啊。
And when she was eating, she was curious.
先生啊，今天到底是什么日子啊？
And she asked her husband, is today a special day?
这个先生说，你不要问啊。
And her husband said, don't ask.
他越吃越好奇，可是我想知道呢。
But she was very curious. She said, I want to know.
真的不要问啊。
And her husband said, don't ask.
可是拜托啦。
And she said, please tell me.
说好啦，如果你一定要知道，我告诉你啦。
So the husband said, all right, if you want to know, I'll tell you.
实在哦。这两个礼拜来你煮的饭哦，我实在是受不了了啦。
And he said, for the past 2 weeks, your cooking has been terrible.
实在所以没办法，只好出来吃饭啦。
So, this is the best way to get around it.
这个太太后来就一口饭呢，一把鼻涕一把眼泪啊。 就一边吃边掉眼泪这样子。
And so the wife continued her dinner with tears.
先生就跟她说，人家叫你不要问，你偏偏要问。
And the husband said, I told you not to ask, but you insist.
这有时候我们不太会抓住那个感觉来说话，不太会说一种合宜的话。
Therefore, sometimes you don't seize the moment to speak appropriate words.
啊，有时候一句话可以让我们的情感更美丽，一句话也可以让我们的情感进入低潮了。
Sometimes with a word you can lift up your spirits, and also with a word you can cast down your spirits.
所以求主耶稣赐给我们智慧，也可以说合宜的话。
So we ask the Lord to give us wisdom so that we speak appropriate words at appropriate time.
我们觉得婚姻的另外一个危机除了沟通不良之外呢，跟个性是有关系的。
Another crisis of marriage besides failure of communication is your attitude, your character.
Personality.
Your personality.
我们来看撒母耳记下的第六章。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 6.
第六章十六节。
Chapter 6 verse 16.
撒母耳记下第六章十六节。
2 Samuel chapter 6 verse 16.
旧约三百八十六页，六章十六节。
Chapter 6, verse 16.
神的约柜进了大卫城的时候，扫罗的女儿米甲从窗户里观看，看见大卫在主面前踊跃跳舞，心里就轻视他。真皮肉说，其实不是看到大卫啊不雅的时候就轻视，一看他跳舞呢，他心中就轻视了。
Here it says that Michal despised David not because despised David because she saw him dancing and leaping.
不是看到他有不雅的动作才轻视了，而是看他跳舞就轻视了。
She despised him not because of his actions, rather she despised it upon seeing him leaping and dancing.
你就看到两个人的个性可能很不一样哦。
You see that these two have different personalities.
那个大卫是一个乡下孩子。
David grew up in a country.
从小是一个牧羊童。
He was a shepherd boy.
他又是个诗人呢。
And he was a poet.
他的感情非常丰富的。
He has full, very full feelings.
他又是个音乐家。
And also he's a musician.
他的情感很就是个性很豪放。
And he's very open.
但是米甲可能是在王宫长大的。
Michal grew up in the palace.
Could be 哦。
Could be.
他从小可能礼教就非常的好。
And perhaps.She grew up with strict rules.
就外界到是一个乡下的青年呢，跟一个城市的姑娘呢结婚了。有时候他们的个性真的是有很难不一样的地方啊。
So when a country boy married a city girl, they have very different personalities.
实在是根据一些人的调查呢，每一个人的个性会因为他长大的环境会有不一样。
And it is true.Based on some studies, that a person's personality is very different, especially influenced by your childhood.
甚至有时候呢，连那个出生的排行都会影响人的个性。有人这样说。
Even sometimes the order of your birth can affect your personality.
这是做参考了哈。
All this is just for your reference.
有人说呢，老大呢承担过多了父母亲的理想，所以压力比较大。
Sometimes people say that the firstborn has to bear the ambitions of the parents, therefore they have very much pressure on them.
但是他们比较有特权，因为他们独占父母亲一段时间呢。
But they are special because they have the parents for all to themselves for a period of time.
他们比较有责任感也比较能干。
They are very capable and they have a sense of responsibility.
但是有时候挫折感比较多，因为比较完美主义。
But sometimes they felt.They have failed because they are perfectionists.
有人说老二呢，常常会受到父母亲的这个忽略。
And they said that the second child is usually overlooked by the parents.
所以有的家庭真的，那个老大的相簿十四本，老二的照片十九张。
And it is true in some families, the oldest child has that their photos are composed of 14 albums, and for the second child, there's only 9 pictures.
但老二的优点就是他有玩伴。
But the good thing about being the second child is that.He or she has a companion.
但是因为有老大的关系，所以他常常喜欢的发展跟老大不一样的性向，所以呢，比较既有一种叛逆的性格。
But because there is already a first child, so the second child is usually more rebellious.
比较不喜欢跟老大一样。
And would not like to be have the same personality.
有人说老幺呢，常常被宠坏了。
And they always say that the last child is spoiled.
比较少被父母亲打，
And,
尤其在古代的社会。
The last child is usually the least to be beaten by parents, especially in the old societies.
他比较会观察，比较有心机。
The that child will usually observe and look around.
啊，他们也比较八面八面玲珑，比较善于交际。
And they're very good with communication.
那不要说是出生排行会影响人的个性，我们说男女呢，本身他的个性就有点不太一样。
So even if we don't talk about the order of birth, sometimes the gender difference also creates a different personality.
那有的人形容呢，夫妻就好像那个 buffalo and butterfly， 就是那个水牛跟蝴蝶在一起啊。
Some people say that a married couple is likened to a buffalo and a butterfly.
那个先生哦，比较粗线条，不一定是指的身材啦哦。先生比较粗线条哦，也比较有力量，像水牛一样。
The husband is rough and stronger, so it's likened to a buffalo.
哎，也比较脏一点了。
And also more dirtier.
哎，那蝴蝶呢？那个太太呢？有时候就比较细腻一点。
A wife is often more cautious.
啊，比较会打扮一点。
And likes to adorn herself.
哎，也比较脆弱一点。
And also more fragile.
那个水牛跟蝴蝶虽然完全不一样。
Even though buffaloes and butterflies are completely different.
但是他们在田野里面呢，就啊，你就在原野当中呢，两个配起来也是一个很美丽的图画。
But if you see them in the field together, they can also compose a very good picture.
我们说男女的听话态度也不太一样。
We say that a man also has.Problems listening, hearing.
对不起，这样说了哈。不过我说我们在讲到的时候，有注意到弟兄打瞌睡的比较多一点点呢哈。
And I'm sorry to say this, but sometimes during the service, we observe that there are usually more brothers falling asleep than sisters.
一点点
呢。Only a little bit more.
哎，那个弟兄哦，常常是右耳朵听进去，左耳朵出来，就心不在在焉了。
And usually for the brothers, the words go in from the right ear and come up from the left.
那姐妹呢，就是两个耳朵听进去了，然后嘴巴就出来了。
And for the sisters, the words go in both ears but come up from the mouth.
所以说，我们说哦，真的，男女要结婚在一起生活是有它开始有一种困难度。
And therefore, it is difficult for a couple when they first start their marriage.
我们来看这个箴言的27章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 27.
箴言的27章。
Proverbs 27.
箴言27章
Proverbs 27
17节
Verse 17
铁磨铁磨出嫩来朋友相感也是这样有时候夫妻刚开始在一起的时候轻轻锵锵的真的好像铁磨铁一样
Sometimes when a couple first got married their life is likened to iron sharpening iron
这个常常会有一些噪音啦因为刚开始还在彼此磨来磨去的啦
You will hear some noises because they are constantly rubbing each other
所以很多人一结婚就后悔呢
There are people who regret the moment they got married
我不晓得可不可以做一个调查啦
I don't know if I can conduct a survey
我们之间还不太熟所以不好意思做调查
Since we don't know each other very well I'm a little bit embarrassed to ask for a survey
有一个老师呢他就做调查
There was a teacher who had a survey
他说你们结婚之后呢没有后悔过一秒钟的没有后悔过，从来没有后悔过一秒钟的，一分钟的，一个小时的啊，请举手一下，这样子。
And so he asked, "Is there any one of you among here who has never regretted that they got married for a second, a minute, an hour, or even for a day? Please raise your hand."
没有人举手了。
Nobody raised a hand.
后来哦，有一个弟兄很勇敢，他坐在后面，他就举手了。
And later on, there was a brother who was very brave, so he raised up his hand.
那个老师就问他说：“哎，我们应该跟他学习一下。哎，他真的是从来没有后悔过他的婚姻啊，请他发表一下，为什么没有后悔
？”And so, so the teacher said, "Let us ask him why he has never regretted his marriage."
他就说：“老师啊，我不可以讲我很后悔啦。如果现在讲我很后，我如果现在讲我后悔哦，我回家会更后悔啊。”
And so he said,I dare not say that I regret because if I say I regret now, then when I go home, I'll regret even more.
因为我太太坐我旁边呢。
Because my wife sits beside me right now.
我如果讲我后悔，我回家就要跪算盘了。
So if I say I regretted it, when I go home, I'll get punished.
那所以这样看起来，真的人刚开始结婚的时候，真的有一种适应期。
So it is true that there's a period of adjustment after marriage.
那个很奇妙，圣经上对爱的说法呢，跟外面不太一样。
And how the Bible deals with love is very different from what the other people say.
那个外面说的爱哦，很罗曼蒂克。
Other people say that love is romantic.
比如说爱就是这个带她到星空下去数星星哦，很罗曼蒂克。
For example, love is you bring her out to a starry night to count the stars.
哎，爱就是呢，这个弹吉他在她的窗口下面弹吉他给她听啊。
And love is to serenade her at night with a guitar.
可是这种话都在圣经上找不到。
But you'll never find this in the Bible.
圣经上讲什么呢？
What does the Bible say?
爱就是恒久的忍耐。
The Bible says love is endurance forever.
你要忍耐，很实际的一个问题啊。
You must endure.
因为你刚开始真的会腿没有铁啊，铿铿锵锵的，你要忍耐。
Because at the very beginning of a marriage is indeed iron sharpening iron.
忍耐还不够，再要恩慈。
Endurance or patience is not enough. You should be kind.
真的，如果说我们靠着神忍耐下去，我们后来会产生恩慈的。
It is true that with God's help, you endure or have patience for each other, then the patience will bring out kindness.
那后来情况会有所改变了。
And later on, circumstances might change.
有一个弟兄呢，娶了一个太太之后呢，实在是很受不了啊。
And there was a brother who married a sister, but he really can't stand it anymore.
什么？看起来斯斯文文的，可是动作呢，就像一个男人婆啊。
And he said, when you look at her, she looked like a girl, but all her actions are very boyish.
为什么一进门之后呢，那个鞋子都不好好摆，就是一踢就出去两丈远了。
When she came home, from outside, she just kicked off her shoes, and her shoes would fly off 2 feet away.
所以这个先生实在是很受不了啊。
So the husband said, I can't stand her any longer.
就开始批评了。
And he starts criticizing.
哪有人家姐妹这样子的？人家都嘛是好好的把鞋子脱掉，放在鞋架上面，哪有人这样子的
？And so he said.How is it that a girl behaves? You start arguing, the other person would normally talk back.
所以那个太太也说回去了。
So the wife replied.
我也没有看过有一个先生像你这个样子的，每次进门都要两个向后转。
And she said, I've never seen a husband like you. Every time you come in the door, you turn around.
先一个向后转，把门关好。
First turn around to close the door.
再一个向后转，把鞋子脱好，放在鞋架上面。
And next you turn around to put up the shoes on and to take off the shoes and put on the shoe shelf.
哦，这样子啊，彼此就闲来闲去的。
So they start criticizing each other.
后来先生学会了忍耐。
And later on, the husband learned to have patience.
靠着神产生了恩慈。
And relying on God, he began to have kindness.
真的以后思想会有点改变呢。
And it's true, sometimes your thoughts begin to change.
我知道说，哎。其实太太这个动作也蛮不错的。
And so he starts thinking, my wife's action is actually not that bad.
夏天蚊子多哈。
In the summer, there's more mosquitoes.
那个大力一点进门哦，轻空进门哦，那个窗纱窗哦关得快一点，蚊子可以少进来几只啊。
So when she closed the door heavily, with a bang, it can really help prevent a few mosquitoes from flying in.
那每天就开始欣赏，哎，今天太太要踢几丈远呢、啊、
？So every day he start thinking how.Far would my wife kicked off her shoes.
如果他踢了一丈半，就开始调侃一下啊，老婆，今天只有一丈半哦，不到两丈哦。
If she only kicked off her shoe to a feet and a half distance, then he would joke and said, "My dear, you only kicked one and a half feet."
所以你会发现到说，后来就一种同样的动作，你会一种欣赏的角度呢来看另外一半嘛。
So you realize that even if it's the same action, but you start to appreciate.
这是一个从神来的那种有恩慈的心的一个结果啦。
And this is the result of kindness and endurance from God.
我们不要想办法去改变对方的个性，这是不可能的。
Do not ever think about trying to change the personality of the other. It's impossible.
一位辅导老师说呢，在这个临场的实验上，没有一对改变别人个性的例子是成功的。
A guidance counselor once said in the clinical studies, no one has ever successfully change the personality of the other.
但是我们感谢主耶稣基督，我们可以改变我们自己的个性。
But we thank the Lord God because we can change ourselves.
保罗说：“我真是苦啊。”
Paul says, "Woe to me, I'm bitter."
这个我想要行出来的善，我行不出来。
I cannot do the good that I want to.
但是我不想要行出来恶，我偏偏会去做出来。
And the evil that I don't want to do, I do them.
但是我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这个取死的身体呢
？And I'm bitter. Who can?Deliver me from this body.
但是靠着那主耶稣基督呢，我就可以啊改过来了。
But with the help of the Lord Jesus, I can change.
所以你看那个凡是被圣灵充满的人，他的个性都慢慢改变了。
You can see that every person who has been filled by the Holy Spirit, their personality starts to change.
所以彼得成为一种很害怕的人，变成一个很刚强的人。
Peter from a coward, he became a very brave man.
约翰从一个雷公之子成为一个爱的儿子。
And John from being the son of thunder to become a son of love.
所以我们靠着神的力量，我们可以改变我们自己啊。
Relying on the power of God, we can change ourselves.
这是我们要努力的地方啊。
This is something that we should strive for.
有一个太太呢，去找一个辅导老师说，她要离婚啊。
There was a wife who went up to a counselor and said she wants to divorce.
那个辅导老师就问她说，你为什么要离婚呢
？And the counselor asked, why do you want to get a divorce?
太太就一直哭啊，讲不出话来。
She wept bitterly, couldn't speak.
后来那个辅导老师很急啊，就是没有什么空了，就还要你讲不出来，我帮你讲好了。
So the counselor was kind of in a rush for time, so he said, if you can't say it out, maybe I can tell it.
你先生有打你吗
？Did your husband beat you up?
没有。
She said no.
没有。你先生有外遇吗？
Did your husband have an extramarital affair?
没有。
No.
那通常离婚都是这两个原因呢？
Usually that is the two biggest reasons for a divorce.
你都没有。
Since that didn't happen to
you. 那个胡德老师是个基督徒，他眼睛都张很大咯。
And the counselor was a Christian, so he opened his eyes big.
就看着他。
Looked at her.
你先生没有外遇，那我问你，那是你有外遇吗？
If it's not your husband, does it mean that you have an affair?
他说没有啦。
She said no.
那你为什么要离婚呢？
Then why do you want a divorce?
你先生不好吗？
Is your husband not good to you?
那个妇女用台湾话讲一句话，她说哦，做后悔啦，就是后在戏啦，很好啦，就是太好了才会不好啦。
And so she said, he is too good for me. It's so good that he's no good.
那个辅导老师说你怎么说呢？
So the counselor says, please explain.
他说老师啊，我对我先生要求这样过分吗？
So she said, am I asking too much for my husband?
我问他说，我今天晚上要煮稀饭好呢，还是煮干饭好呢？他都说随便。
When I asked him, would you like porridge or rice this evening for dinner? He said, as you please.
我们等一下，我们今天要买的房子是买这个 house 好呢，还是买 apartment 好呢？都可以。
And she asked, should we buy a house or an apartment? And he said, as you please.
我穿这件好看，是那件好看，都没有关系。
And which clothes look better on me, this or that, as you please.
所以她这一辈子就是在好随便都可以，没有关系，下面过日子啊。
So all her life, she's been living with as you please.
她问那个老师，老师，我这样要求太过分吗？
And so she asked, am I asking too much for my husband?
后来那个老师说，那你找你先生来，我跟他谈一谈吧。
And so he said, the counselor said, bring your husband, let me talk to him.
那个先生是一个很老实的人呢。
And the husband is very honest.
他就跟那老师说。
And he said to the counselor,
老师，我这样哪里有什么错？
Said, what wrong have I done?
人家我阿公哦，都是这样，他也是有很好的婚姻呢、啊。
My grandfather did the same thing, and his marriage is
wonderful. 我爸爸有很好的婚姻呢，也是这样子啊。
Same for my father.
为什么我一定要改呢？
So why should I change?
因为老师就跟他讲。
So the counselor said,
For God's sake, 为了神的缘故吧。
The counselor said, For God's sake, change.
你就是为了你们的婚姻更好，你就进步一下嘛。
So for the sake of your marriage, you can improve yourself.
但是有时候，我们说爱啊，神为了爱我们呢，牺牲他自己来到人间呢、啊。
We say that God's love for us is so much that he sacrificed himself.
我们有一些个性上的问题是没有错的。
It is true that sometimes our personality may clash.
但是为了爱呢，为了让家庭更完美呢，我们可不可以学习主耶稣，能够来改变一下我们的个性呢？
But can't we imitate Christ for the sake of our marriage to change ourselves?
让我们更像一个基督徒。
So that we can act more like a Christian.
让我们能够做更好的另一半。
So that we can be a better significant other.
求神帮助我们。
May the Lord God help us.
婚姻的另外一个危机，除了这个沟通不良、个性不改之外呢，其实最根本的还是来自一个人的心态。
And the third crisis comes from the attitude of a person.
我们再把那一节再读一次哈。
Let's read the same verse again.
我们看撒母记下的六章十六节。
Second Samuel chapter 6 verse 16。
撒母记下的六章十六节。
Second Samuel chapter 6 verse 16。
六章十六节。
Chapter 6 verse 16。
神的约柜进了大卫城的时候，扫罗的女儿米甲从窗户里观看，见大卫在主面前踊跃跳舞，请注意下面那句，心里就轻视他。我们说一个婚姻哦有问题，开始有时是从心出来的。
And the problems of a marriage usually starts right from the heart.
所以我们圣经上讲说呢，人一生的果效是从心中发出的，这个是在箴言的四章二十三节。
The Bible tells us in Psalms chapter 4 that the result
箴言 Proverbs chapter 4.
Proverbs chapter 4 that the result of your life starts from your heart.
所以我们中国人说那个心啊，有时候像平原在晃马一样，你把它放出去呢，就很难再追回来了。
And therefore the Chinese describe your heart as likened to a field or where the horses run.
如果你把它放出去，就很难再把它找回来。把心放出去，就很难找回来了。
Likened to a horse, if you let the horse run out, it seldom comes back.
所以圣经上跟我们讲说，神跟我们讲说，我们就好像神的所爱的另外一半一样，我们是神一个关所住的、关所住的、关所住的三道所关所住的一个园子啊。Locked garden.
We are likened to a locked, triple locked garden.
是这样子的，我们要用神的话，这个那是在我刚提的，是在雅歌里面的一句话。我们用神的话，好好的把我们的心呢，用神的道理。把它锁起来，锁在神的话语里面了。
We should use the words of a God to lock our heart up.
小弟讲这些话呢，不是讲给在婚姻上面已经离婚的同龄来听了哦。我们如果已经离婚了，我们就忘记背后努力面前了。
When I say these words, I'm not directing them to the brothers and sisters who have already divorced. If you're already divorced, forget the past, look to the future.
放弃背后努力面前呢、啊。
And to forget about the past and pursue for the future.
但是最主要就是我们真的还在婚姻里面的同龄未婚的同龄，我们真的在婚姻当中，我要想想看，如果我们这里没有窗户啊，没有门呐、啊，我们出了问题，你一定要好好解决。如果你开了一个窗户，开了一个门哦，谁都想要出去的。
And I'm saying this to the brothers and sisters who are not married or who are married right now, that if you have a problem and if there's no wall and no door, then who's there to solve your problem? And if there is a door and an opening, what's there to stop you from leaving?
所以我们真的是要把门跟窗户，就是我们那个心一定要好好的关起来啊。
But you should, therefore you should lock up your heart.
我听到一个姐妹这样讲啊。
I once heard a sister say.
她说她年轻的时候，她的先生很爱她。
So when she was young, her husband loved her very much.
可是她婆婆哦，很会做那种就是很不好的动作啊，因为她的先生是独子啊，所以她真的受不了了。
But her mother-in-law, opposes that and therefore she couldn't stand her mother-in-law.
有一天她就回娘家。
So one day she went home.
跟妈妈说我要离婚了。
She said to her mother, I want a
divorce. 那个家庭就是很阴暗很痛苦的家庭，我实在待不下去了。
She said, I can't stand that family anymore. It's so dark and so painful.
她妈妈跟她这样讲。
And her mother said to her,
我们家是信耶稣的。
We are a family of Christians.
我们家没有离婚这个字。
There's, the word divorce does not.
如果你离婚，你就不再是我的女儿。
If you divorce, you're no longer my daughter.
她妈妈哦，这个担子上面站得很稳啊。
Her mother stands really firm in her, in the truth.
她说我这个女婿呢，我是越看越可爱。
And she said, whenever I see my son-in-law, I liked him very much.
所以你一定要忍耐下去啊。
Therefore, you must bear it.
后来我们这个姐妹就回到自己的夫家了。
So the sister went back to her husband's home.
那隔天呢，她的妹妹打电话给她。
The next day,
她的妹妹就是我们这个姐妹的妹妹。从妈妈那边打电话给她。
So the next day, her sister called her.
她说：“姐姐啊，你昨天到底跟妈妈说了什么？”
And she said, "What did you tell mother yesterday?"
妈妈昨天心脏病发作啊。
And mother had a heart attack last night.
她差一点没命。
She almost died.
你到底说了什么
？What did you say to her?
那个姐妹啊，她说，为了要爱妈妈哦，保全妈妈的生命哦，她就好了，算了，我忍耐了，就不离婚了。
So the sister, in order to preserve her mother's life, she decided not to get a divorce.
这个姐妹现在还保持这样的婚姻呢，已经结婚了，她儿子都已经在工作了。
And the sister till today is still married, and her son is pretty old.
都感谢主，因为这样子我的婚姻保住了。
She said, "Thank God, because of this, that I have preserved my
wedding." 后来我婆婆疼我疼得要命啊。
And she said, "Later on, my mother-in-law starts to love me."
后来我先生又来信主了。
And my husband also converted to Christianity.
所以完完全全被神保守住了。
So God has protected my marriage.
所以真的，有时候我们如果当时忍耐一下，以后我们会很感激神的恩惠的。
So if we were to able to bear it for the time, we will feel gratified to God later on.
读者文摘哦，有一个作家呢，在谈到100对离婚的这个 case 呢，那个作者追踪他的子女追踪了30年，然后写一篇报告。
There was a writer in the Reader's Digest who wrote about, who studied about 100, divorce cases. And,
他追踪他们的子女、哦、
And he researched into the children of that divorce.
他说呢，离婚的子女，他们以后在社会上也是相当相当成功的。
He said children from divorced families are also quite successful in society.
但是呢，在离婚的时候，他们都会一种 cry out 哦，会一种很深的感觉说，为什么是我？因为美国呢，2对就有1对离婚，他们会说，哎，为什么我会中奖？为什么是我？为什么不是别人呢、啊、
？But at the time of the divorce, the child would ask themselves, why is it me? Because in America, one out of every two couples end up in divorce.
那这些子女长大之后呢，他们在处理他们的婚姻危机，他们的能力比一般的家庭更来的弱一点。
And these children of divorce cases, the way they handle marriage is poorer than people who come from a normal family.
因为他每次跟他们的配偶有一吵嘴的时候呢，就马上想掉他们父母亲的婚姻了。
Because each time they had an argument with their spouse, they would think about the parents' marriage.
所以常常把一些比较小的问题呢，就很容易把它扩得很大。
Therefore, they usually made a mountain out of a molehill.
所以当主耶稣说神所配合的人不可以分开的时候。
Therefore, when the Bible says that what God put together, man cannot separate.
其实那是一个保护我们的一个作用。
Actually, that has a protection effect.
不只是保护我们的婚姻呢。
Not just protects our marriage.
保护我们孩子的婚姻呢。
But also protects the marriage of our children.
所以所有的诫命呢，都是为了保护我们而设的。
Therefore, all the commandments are listed so that to protect us.
我们一定要牢牢地把我们的心 锁在这个婚，锁在神的话语上面。
Therefore, we must lock our hearts with the word of God.
我听见一位姐妹做见证。
I once heard a sister bear this testimony.
她说哦，她这一辈子呢，绝对不可能犯第七戒的了。
She said in her life she would never commit the seventh commandment.
她很有信心讲这句话哦。
She said it full of faith.
她说如果哦，她会犯第七戒哦，那个男孩子一定要有很好的条件呢。
She said if she were to commit the seventh, she were to commit the seventh commandment, that boy must be very good.
他一定要有这个 Tom Cruise 的脸庞啊。
He must have the face of Tom Cruise.
一定要有 Bill Gates 的财产啊。
Must have the wealth of Bill Gates.
啊，一定要模这个模特的身材啊。
Must have the figure of a model.
因为世界上没有这样的男人，所以他一定不可能那个犯戒命啊。
Because there's no such person in the world, therefore she will never commit the seventh commandment.
有一段时间呢，这个。他就去上那个 adult school 成人学校。
For a period of time, she went to an adult school.
哦，他就会觉得那个老师哈、哦，对他年纪相对比他大很多，可是对他特别的好。
She realized that the teacher, even though he was much older, was very nice to her.
他讲话都会盯着他的眼睛看哦。
He would look into her eyes when he spoke to her.
那再牵着他的手讲话哦。
And he would hold her hand when he.
然后再来是陪他到他的这个 parking lot 哦。帮他开门给他进去。
He would walk her to the car and open the door for her.
更过分的时候，考试的时候呢，他不知道那个答案是 A、B、C 还是 D 啊。
And even during exams, she didn't know the answer whether it's A、B、C or D.
那个老师会走过来说：“哎，跟你讲，这个答案是 B 才对哦。”
And the teacher would walk up to her and tell her the correct answer is B.
她刚开始觉得这没有什么嘛，就好像她爸爸一样。
At first, she didn't feel anything because she thought the teacher was likened to her father.
可是有一天呢，她跟她先生吵架了。
But one day she had an argument with her husband.
就这个先生很没有用。
She felt her husband's useless.
叫他先生呢把包裹呢打包好出去。
She told her husband to pack up and leave the house.
他说想得很清楚了。
She said she was very clear. She thought about it.
离婚不是万死罪
了。She said divorce is not a mortal sin.
反正我以后不再嫁人就好了。
As long as I don't get married.
他说他想得很清楚了。
She said I thought about it for a long time.
结果她真的把先生赶出去了。
And indeed, she chased her husband out of the house.
晚上开始就做梦了。
But at night, she had dreams.
您猜梦到谁呢？
Who do you think she dreamt of?
她梦到那个教授，那个教授走进她的梦里面来了。
She dreamt of that teacher. That teacher walked into her dream.
突然有个很深的感受。
She suddenly felt a feeling, strong feeling.
婚姻的目的在哪里呢？
What is the purpose of marriage?
原来婚姻的目的是在保守人在婚姻上面啊，不走出那个界限的。
The purpose of marriage is to protect a person from walking across that line.
因为有这样的了解，她后来呢又跟先生复合了哈。
Having that understanding, she reconciled with her husband.
所以求耶稣帮助我们。
So we ask the Lord to help us.
让我们有力量。
So that we have strength.
靠着道理把心锁起来。
And with the words of God, we can lock our hearts.
我们说婚姻这个问题呢，如果发生问题再来谈，就已经太慢了。
We often say that it's too late when the problem starts.
所以。求主耶稣能够让我们对这种婚姻的危机有一个了解。
We ask the Lord to give us an understanding regarding the crisis of marriage.
能够让我们一起来追求进步。
So that we can all pursue for improvement.
在沟通上面能够进步。
We can improve in our communication.
在个性上面可以改进。
We can change our personality.
在心态上面可以调整。
And we can adjust our attitude.